You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
It has literally just turned 7:45. This is a well-oiled machine. We are experts of the game. Please do not try... Well, actually, try this at home if you win the board game.
Yeah, if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. It is the only way you can win one of them, and €100. Playing this morning is Karen. Karen, tell me, was there much snow where you were yesterday?
Yeah, but it didn't really last yesterday. The kids were up trying to roll snowmen, but it wasn't working very well. It was just quick.
Instead of rolling stones.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what it ended up to be.
And whereabouts are you living, Karen?
Trim, County Meath.
Okay.
So, and what's it like this morning? Is there much icing on the road?
Yeah, it's icy this morning, all right.
Take care. It took about half an hour to
tow the car out.
Oh, I couldn't open my door.
Could you open yours?
You were the same. Yeah, I couldn't open any of the doors. I had to go around defrosting all the handles.
Oh my God.
Karen, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong now, though. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. We move on to the next one.
I respect you, Karen. I hope you respect me.
I do.
I don't believe you.
Thank you.
Right, 1 minute, here we go.
What was the score in the Man United-Liverpool match yesterday?
3-1.
What football team does Graham support?
Arsenal.
Sing a Daft Punk song.
Oh my God, oh my God.
What is Taylor Swift's job?
She's a dentist.
Do your best impression of Donald Trump.
Good morning.
What TV show was the character Nijin?
Fair City.
Hum the theme song of Game of Thrones.
Amazing Grace.
What noise does a squid make?
Moo.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Bananas.
What's 76 minus 9?
25.
33 plus 20 is 53. True or false?
False.
How do you spell juicy?
F-L-O-A-T.
What rhymes with pickle?
Syrup.
What do you put in a kettle?
Milk.
Name a Nicolas Cage film. Oh! Just out of time there.
Good game.
Karen, that was a great game. How did you find it?
I've been looking forward to doing this game for so long, and I get so nervous. Oh my God, I'm shaking. It's like going in for the having my babies here. I was like,
it's just as painful, I hear.
That's a good review.
The pressure, I swear to you. I never thought I'd be like, I'm like wetting all here.
I have to say, Karen, you have a lovely singing voice. Do you ever do karaoke?
Oh, no. Yeah, unfortunately.
What would be your jam up on stage? What would you sing?
I even may do it on my wedding. It's cringe enough, but simply the best by Tina Turner.
Oh, will you humour us?
Go on.
Come on, Karen. Pretend we're in Tokyo and I'm introducing you. Welcome on stage, Karen, for Simply the Best.
Call him. I need you, my heart's on fire.
Boom, 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 more.
Come to me, wild and wilder.
Boom, 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 boom.
You come to me. Give me everything.
Here we go.
I'm fucking simply the best.
Boom, boom.
Better than all the rest.
This morning, I nearly forgot to tell you, you got 14.
Incredible!
Yes, Karen!
What a score this morning. What a voice.
Oh my God.
What a player.
I was simply the best.
You are. Well, we'll be finding out later on in the week if you are simply the best. I gotta get it wrong, Karen. For now, thank you so much for that and the rendition of Simply the Best. Incredible. Good luck.
Welcome to the show. We're in the middle of our chat with Joel Corry.
Yes, we chatted to him about his new song, Bed, with David Guetta and Ray. But of course, we had to play another game of Gotta Get It Wrong with him.
Oh.
It is the redemption game. Early
in the morning. Hey, Spin. Joel Corry here, fully charged with Graham and Nathan.
Joel Corry, welcome back to Fully Charged.
Go on, Joel.
Oi, oi.
Now, Joel, we want to play our game, Gotta Get It Wrong. I don't know if you remember playing the last time. It is the game where all you have to do is get the questions wrong. And you are a legendary player on this game because we keep a leaderboard and...
Oh, no.
And you are bottom of the leaderboard with 1 point.
Do you remember it, Joel?
I really struggled with this, didn't I?
You did.
So, when we heard that you were coming back on the show, we could not wait to give you a second chance at redemption.
This is literally, it, man. You can do it. I believe in you. This is going to be your moment.
As long as I get more than one, I'll be happy. Like, sure. Surely I can't get less.
So the rules are, Joel, I'm going to say them really slowly this time. The rules are you have to get the questions wrong, okay? You can't repeat yourself. Your answer must be in relation to the question. So if Nathan says, what color T-shirt am I wearing? You can say blue because I'm wearing a white T-shirt. Don't say pigeon.
Okay.
So it has to be in relation. And you only got a couple of seconds before we buzz you and move on. Let's dream big. On top of the leaderboard is Westlife with 18 wrong. In the middle, we got Charlotte Crosby, your friend, and Stormzy on 14. And if you want to get off the bottom, you got to beat Jack Whitehall and Codaline, who are on 10.
This is real pressure. You know, like, everything else that's happened in my life, I feel real pressure right now. This is a big moment.
Okay, Joel, we're planning to get off the bottom of the leaderboard. Can we do better than the last time where you got one? Okay, are you ready, Joel?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Nathan?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
What is the capital of England?
Glasgow.
Do your best impression of Donald Trump.
Fine air.
What TV show did Gaz Beadle used to be on?
Towie.
What is 4 plus 3?
15.
10 minus 5 is 5. True or false?
True.
What noise does a raccoon make? Do your best impression of Colonel Sanders.
Here's a Big Mac.
What does LOL stand for?
Ha 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 ha.
How do you spell nipple?
T-I-T.
Sing a Harry Styles song.
I'm blue, da da dee da da da.
Name a Ben Stiller film.
The Beach.
Finish the lyrics. And through it all, she offers me protection.
And I've got a... Apple iPhone.
What is Boris
Johnson? Out of time.
Oh, of time. Joel Corey is in the house.
Okay.
All right, Joel, first of all, how did you find that?
Mate, I was on fire. That was the sound of redemption right there. Boom.
It was good. You were a lot better than the last time. Definitely.
Joel, you should always meet your heroes because you got 11!
Yeah!
Come on! Yes!
You are longer on the bottom of the leaderboard. That accolade now goes to Jack Whitehall. So if you ever see him, make sure you tell him. You now bet him and got to get it wrong.
Come on.
Oh my God. Wow.
And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Dan is on top with 16. 17 or more puts you in pole position going into tomorrow's game. Here we go.
How many members were in blue?
4.
Do your best Piers Morgan impression.
How's it going?
Who is the manager of Sheffield United?
Steven Gerrard.
Who is the lead singer of the 1975?
Madonna.
What noise does a crab make? Do your best impression of Mr. Krabs.
How's it going there, dude?
What sport does Rory McIlroy play?
Golf.
Who is Prince Harry's brother?
Ryan Fleet.
What's 76 minus 6?
8.
13 plus 20 is 33. True or false?
False.
Sing a song that you sing on someone's birthday.
You are my sunshine.
Who has a song called The Business?
Westlife.
What would you put in a pencil case?
Your friend.
What cereal has the slogan Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Cornflakes.
Name a stop on the Lewis Green Line.
Dundrum.
What's the capital of Greece?
Germany.
What currency do they use in England?
Lira.
Who is Barack Obama married to?
Meg Ryan.
Okay, all right. Well, you, Karen, you do a fantastic impression of Mr. Krabs. I really, really enjoyed that.
I'm glad.
It's kind of like you were prepared to do it. It was brilliant.
Maybe. It came from somewhere. Your whole life is...
comes in. And we move on to the next one. So you know that, Declan, don't you?
Yeah, I know all that.
All right, well, Aoife's on top at 14. You know 15 puts you top. Here we go.
What is Ellen DeGeneres' job?
She's a S-show host.
What is a mackerel a type of?
A fish.
What noise does a goldfish make? What's the main ingredient of mushroom soup?
Mushroom.
What is an apricot a type of?
A fruit.
What body part do you use toothpaste on?
Your teeth.
What's 65 minus 9?
It's 56.
12 plus 2 is 45. True or false?
False.
What nationality is James Corden?
He's English.
What date is St. Patrick's Day?
It's the 16th of March.
What date is Christmas Day?
25th of December.
How many days till Christmas?
It's 92.
What film is Gollum in?
Lord of the Rings.
Do your best impression of Jamie Dornan.
Hey, you're here.
I knew this day would come.
Oh, no.
I knew this day would come.
Deco.
I knew someone would do this to us someday.
Big Deco, why did you do this?
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. How many days till Christmas, producer Callum?
Okay, 2 points of clarification. You said St. Patrick's Day is the 16th of March. It's the 17th.
Yes, yes. Got that point.
God.
Christmas.
Come on, don't be 92.
How many days till
don't
Christmas?
Don't be 92.
It's 93.
Yes! Yes!
Come on!
Yes! You're still not the lowest ever. You're not the lowest. I knew what you were doing. We all knew what you were doing straight away. Nathan looked across me and I gave him the eyes. I said, don't stutter. I go, let him.
No,
let it play its course.
I'm sorry, Graham. Are you accusing Deco
of... Declan knows exactly what he was doing. He was coming on here with his lawnmower and he was going to throw the game. But you weren't getting the lowest ever because Joel Corry got one. And he did it. He did an honest game.
I don't know if Big Deco was trying to throw the game.
Deco
were you,
was
Deco?
Trying to throw the
Be
game.
Honest with us. Were
I
you?
I can't believe it.
Big Deco, were you trying to throw the game?
No.
Ah, would you get out of here?
Do you know what?
I wasn't.
I can smell it. I can smell
I
it straight
I have to say,
away.
Big Deco, you came on this morning. I think you are a fan favourite. No. I think you have fans.
Was my eyes.
I think
really?
You're physically strong. Graham does have a bit of a disdain towards you. You actually reminded me of someone.
Who's that?
You reminded Chris Brosnan, me of Lance Armstrong.
You're telling me to go on my bike, ain't it?
Deck, you got two.
Oh, I don't believe
And I'm
it.
Delighted.
But how does everyone feel right now?
You wanted to get zero. And you got St. Patrick's Day incorrect.
Wrong.
Come
well,
on.
Well, technically I should have got that right because it's not going to be a Patrick's Day this year.
Well, that is true. But you still get two, which means you aren't our lowest score ever. That is still Joel Corry off of But, Declan, a lot of fun coming on this morning. I knew this day would
Can
come.
Can we welcome Deck back
It's
again.
Taken 3.5 years, but it happened.
Graham, welcome Big Deck back.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
We'll chat to you in a few weeks, Big Deco.
Definitely.
Good luck.
Go on. Thanks for the call, lads.
No worries. Thank you. See ya.
You've got to be more street smart on this
Do
radio show.
Do you think
show.
I'm being naive?
So
I
naive.
Don't know if he was throwing it.
Aoife stays top with 14. Wow. In shock. I'm sure there are people listening in the car this morning. In shock.
Can I throw it out there? 087-711-1038.
The music's even gone weird.
Do you think that Deco was throwing that game? What on earth has happened?
We've never reached the end of the music before.
Oh, that actually sounds like Gotta Get It Wrong has died. Doesn't it? No. Here lies a game that never won an award. Was nominated.
Declan finished it off.
Can I throw it...